For a lesson of your lifetime. Be seated. Get your Bibles. Listen very closely in what the Father wants you to begin to understand more clearly. Change your life. You're going to have to catch the subject and be able to follow through with the scriptures and what the Holy Spirit wants to reveal this morning. And he wants me to minister, stand in fresh communion with the Holy Ghost. Stand consistently and constantly in fresh communion with the Holy Ghost. Now that is so powerful. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to read this verse again. I have another verse I want to add with it. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. An apostolic benediction to a church he had trained. An apostolic benediction. He want to leave some last word. All the training he had done, he left us a benediction with them that it can function in what he had taught them. Amen. And in order to function properly in revelation, in the word of God, in the will of God, in the wisdom of God, the way of God, the works of God, you're going to have to stay in a fresh communion, fresh communication, fresh contact with the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. After Paul taught them, train them, he said, this is what you're going to need. You're going to need three things to function. Matter of fact, I'll read it in the King James, and I'll read it in the Message Bible, this type of benediction this man left on that church. In 2 Corinthians 13, 14, it says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's powerful within itself. And the love of God, number two. That's powerful, isn't it? And then he said, and the communion. See it? Of the Holy Ghost. Of the Holy Ghost. Now notice here in the Message Bible, my God, it's so powerful. He said, amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ. The extravagant love of God and the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit. How many of y'all see that? The intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit or the intimate fellowship of the Holy Spirit. God's extravagant love and Jesus' amazing grace cannot be understood unless we keep a fresh fellowship, a fresh contact with the Holy Spirit. In other words, it is the Holy Spirit who keeps it fresh. It become common, it had become stagnant, it had become ritual, but the Holy Spirit quickens the things of God. Things God have said to you before, things God want to say to you now, some prophetic word God want to give to you about your future that there's no other way for you to know it. You have to have that fresh contact. Not yesterday contact. I want a fresh contact right now with the Holy Spirit. In that communion with the Holy Spirit, well, go to Philippians 2. Go to Philippians 2, and then I'll tell you what some more things that the Lord is saying about it. And I'll tell you some things going to happen to your life because of this. in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, I notice what it says next. If any what?
Fellowship
of the Spirit. Communion, fellowship, contact. Now, in that word communion, there is a distribution factor. In other words, divine things can be distributed to you. Secrets, mysteries, revelation, wisdom, understanding that is not normal. Y'all didn't hear me. You see, there's a lot of things that God, there's a lot of contribution that Christ made on the cross that is for you, but you can't get it without fresh fellowship with the Holy Ghost. See. Your life will never be common again. He who stay in fresh contact, fresh conversation with the Holy Spirit will be in contact with God's love, contact with Jesus' grace, contact with all wisdom and understanding there is. What a privilege that the Father, as a child of God, give me the right and the ability to have fellowship, intimacy with the Holy Spirit. As I look up the Greek for communion, having communion with the Holy Ghost, it says joint participation. That's powerful, man. Well, joint participation. Other words, another word for it is partnership. Partnership with the Holy Spirit. Partnership in the Spirit with the Holy Spirit, who know the whole spirit world. When you close to the Holy Spirit, in communion with the Holy Spirit, it's proof of your fellowship with God. You're a partaker. The Holy Spirit will keep reminding you all that God has. You're a partaker. But you got to keep it fresh. What I said? Yes. You see, because I'm going to ask some questions here now, and I'm going to take you some other places. What make the Christian life look so common? And when I wrote that down, the Christian life should not look or be common. Why do worldly people compare their life just as good or powerful as the believer? Why do they think that? See, when you have a fresh flow from heaven all the time, sinners are nervous. They recognize you're moving in, watch what I say now, you're moving in a realm that they have never seen before. But in order for that to happen, in order to move in that realm, you're going to have fresh contact, fresh intimacy, fresh conversation, and fresh communion of the Holy Spirit. But listen, it's available. How do natural man act as if he has the same control we have? You know, we should stand out. Anyone who has fresh communion with the Holy Spirit stands out. I mean in the time, in good time, and in trouble time, they stand out because they handle things differently. He's called a comforter in the time of trouble. He's called a helper. Those names are there for a reason. I wrote this one for you. The world of sports celebrate harder than we do about Jesus. And I'm not trying to cut you, I'm trying to cut it out. They shouldn't be able to celebrate harder than us. But when you have a fresh intimacy, a fresh conversation with the Holy Spirit, it makes you different. Are you following me?
Yes,
say this with me. Stand
in fresh communion
with the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
Powerful, man. Powerful. I say powerful.
Powerful.
Look at Psalm 92. 10. Everybody say fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah. Now the Holy Spirit will not let you teach about him and not manifest. I know that much. I know I got him when I start teaching about him. He get disturbed and start teaching about it, telling people the truth. Because he really want to move. He want to move deeper in your life. Tell the person next to you, hey, the Holy Spirit want to move deeper in your life. And dig all mess out. You're about to tell the whole thing, right? Psalm 92. I told you 92?
Yes, sir.
Notice verse 10. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Now you cannot have fresh communion with the Holy Spirit without being anointed. Come on, talk to me. With fresh oil. See. And the psalmist said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Notice, if you will, in Romans chapter 8, all this has to do with having fresh communion with the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, you find out, verse 14, that fresh leading belonged to me. Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
On daily basis, I'm designed by God to have fresh leading.
That's good,
Pastor. Supernatural leading.
Yes,
in other words, the circumstance and the situation does not determine how I'm going to come out today.
Amen.
The Lord always can take me on a fresh path, give me a fresh plan, give me fresh wisdom. You hear me? Give me fresh understanding.
Yes.
Give me fresh insight.
Yes.
Fresh. Yes. And that's the Holy Spirit's job. And that's why we need to stay in fresh communion with Him. I remember it was a long time before I talked to the Holy Spirit. I thought I couldn't talk to Him. We need to talk to Him more, and He'll talk back to you. Give you a fresh word. Notice here in Romans 8, hallelujah. Well, I haven't I tell you some things the Lord told me. I'm working you toward that. And we'll be snatching staleness off your life in a few moments. Sometimes life gets stale. And why get stale? Same old, same old. Shame on you, shame on you. Same old, a fresh God, and you live a same old life. Every day is a fresh day. Every hour is a fresh hour. But we need the refreshing of the Holy Ghost to remind us we're not just a regular person. We're not just flesh and blood. We're born of His Spirit. Life. Light. No limit. Look at the 14th verse of 8th chapter of Romans. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. For as many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You're not led, you're really not a son. You're just wearing the name of a son. You don't even know where you're going. You don't know where you came from. You cannot have a fresh contact with the Holy Spirit and stay in no kind of bondage. Worry and fear and frustration can't lock you down when you have fresh communion with the Holy Spirit. If you're not having joy in your life, you got stagnation somewhere. The flow not flowing. Because you cannot be unjoyful, because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of joy. And if you freshly communing with the Holy Spirit, now I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about just your Bible. I'm talking about the God of the Bible. If you freshly communicating with the Holy Spirit, you freshly communicating with the God of all things. You can't worry and be in doubt at the same time when you're communicating with the Holy Spirit. So how many of y'all know we've been out of contact sometimes? Yeah, let's face it. But this message is so the Holy Spirit can recall, say, hey, Joanne, don't worry about that no more. Amen. See what I'm saying? He'll because you're in fresh communion with Him. He can handle anything. That's why He sent this message to you. Stay in fresh communion with the Holy Ghost. Stay in fresh communion with the Holy Spirit. He's a comforter. He's a helper. He's a standby. He's a strengthener. No matter what you're going through, you're going to come out all right. I said you're going to come out all right. Matter of fact, you're coming out right now. Because as I minister about Him, He's placing freshness on you. You're dealing with something, all right? And this service is over and you're gone. And this is October, so it's November, and you're dealing with something. And you stop and say, Holy Spirit, I'd like to have some fresh communion with you. The apostle preached about this last month, and I got a mess coming up here right now. I need some fresh communion. I know you know the answer. I know you know what way for me to turn. I know whether I need to get on my knees or just sit down. What you want me to do? Fellowship. Intimacy. What a privilege that we have to have personal fellowship with the Holy Spirit. But when you say Holy Spirit, you're talking about God. So God in the Holy Ghost designed himself that we as individual, one by one, can have a personal audience with him at all times, no matter where we are or what we're going through or what we need. That's why God, the Holy Spirit, is God the Holy Spirit, having fresh fellowship with, I want to add his name because you got to understand. You talk about, when you talk about the Holy Spirit, you're talking about God. God the Holy Spirit. See, when Jesus was here, he could only be in one place at one time. God fixed it so that we can go 50,000 different ways, but we still got the same God, the same Holy Ghost, same power, same strength, same answer, same wisdom can go with us. Can you see it? If you see it, wave your hand at me. Yeah, see, some of us gonna go east when we leave here, some gonna go west, some gonna go north, some gonna go south, but everywhere he go, he's there. He'll make it fresh in your car, fresh at your house, fresh in your body, fresh in your business. He's fresh. That's a thrill all about it. That our God, it's a thrill for life to know he's always with me. Stand in fresh communion with the Holy Spirit. Say it. Stand in fresh with the Holy Spirit. Powerful, man. That is powerful. Say that. That is powerful. Say, I'm going to do it too. And you can talk to him. Say, Holy Spirit, the man of God, see the Apostle Paul wanted. He wanted them, after he had trained the church at Corinth, he trained them first and second Corinth. A lot of good teaching, you know, Corinthians. A lot of good teaching. But he said, now this is not going to do you any good unless you keep the Holy Spirit in on it. So we know we have studied a lot of things, and when we needed to use them, we didn't use them. Because we didn't stay fresh in communion with the Holy Spirit, because it'll go stale on you. Because it's spiritual. So if you're trying to memorize it, I'm going to use a word now, or flesherize it, flesh, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because it's spiritualized. And only the Holy Ghost can make the Bible alive. Only the Holy Ghost can recall a revelation with the same life in it. You see me? Are you still looking for me? Today, this message is designed to relieve you of all pressures. Because there's absolutely nothing that the Holy Spirit cannot handle. There's no revelation you need you cannot get from the Holy Spirit. There's no direction that you need you cannot get from the Holy Spirit. See, just like that my cook sometime cook spelt bread. It's a healthy bread. But it comes fresh out the oven. You can smell it and taste it at the same time. And that's the way it should be in your life. That's the way the word of God would be. That's the way all things work together for good for them that love God would be if you're fresh with the Holy Spirit. Can you see that? Y'all heard that bread deal. Y'all heard that. Notice verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage. Bondage, look at two words. Bondage again to fear. Bondage and fear. Bondage and fear. This freshness. You listen to me? This freshness take care of all bondage. This freshness take care of all fear. When the Holy Ghost is fresh, there can't be no bondage. When the Holy Ghost is fresh, there can't be no fear. Can you see that?
Yes.
How we need this in life.
Yes.
Because situations come up. You follow what I'm saying? But you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I mean, verse 15. The freshness of your adoption. The freshness of your sonship, that you can call him Father fresh. No matter how long you've been walking with him, he's a fresh Father. Ooh, Lord. When the Father fresh, everything fresh. You understand? When you have the redemptive understanding of what it means to be a child of God and what it means. Well, you can say, our Father, which art in heaven. How powerful that is. He's the Father. He's the Father of spirit. You wake up every morning and you got a fresh Father. Who owned everything. Who ruled everything. Who created everything. And you got the right to call him Father. See, you cannot call him Father. Listen to me. Listen to me. You cannot call him Father if you don't have a fresh contact with the Holy Spirit. See, he's the Father of spirit, so you can't flesh call him Father. Just because Father come out your mouth don't mean you made no contact. In order to call him Father spiritually, you're going to have to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. You don't have to say nothing. I know that's true. Just keep your stale life if you don't want to hear what I'm saying. I'm trying to show you how to get this thing fresh, man. You said that like you heard this yesterday. You didn't hear this yesterday. This is straight from heaven. God sending this to you that you can live a special kind of life. The Holy Ghost is fresh in me. See, you can't say that. That shake the Holy Ghost up. That make the Holy Ghost say, what you want, girl? What you need to know? He knows everything. Fresh ideals. Fresh wisdom. You know what it means? Here's what I'm hearing. You know what it means? My life can never be stale again. Got it? Say it then. My life cannot ever be stale again. Because I'm going to keep fresh contact with the Holy Spirit. How many of y'all believe this? How many of y'all believe, hold your hand up. How many of y'all believe there's a freshness that never run out with the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is never stale. So we're talking about eternal freshness. My whole lifetime, I'm going to stay fresh. I don't care how much mess come up, I'm still going to stay fresh. Mess can't handle my freshness. You can bring all the mess you want. I'm going to take enough freshness to move your mess out the way. Can you see that? It means stand in the fresh presence of God. God. How to stay in the fresh presence of God. Not the God you met 34 years ago. The God who with you right now. Fresh presence. Fresh power. Fresh provision. Fresh protection. Oh my God. Fresh plans. Your life will never get stale. Okay, how long you live? You always got a fresh life. Thank God for a fresh life. You know you can't go by how you feel, right? Well, you're going to have some stale moment if you're only going by how you feel. No, no, no. Let the freshness change your feeling. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah for my new beginning.
See, revelation always brings forth new beginnings. It's growth. It's maturing. It's getting in another dimension of the spirit. He said, and the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit. Remember, I read that in the Message Bible. The extravagant love of God and the amazing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I walk in that freshness, I walk in fresh, extravagant love. Fresh, amazing grace and fresh friendship with the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen then?
Amen.
What you dealing with? What are you dealing with? This can't handle. Oh, he's here. The Holy Spirit is here. He's here. He said, I dare him let me handle it. He's here. See, his freshness is falling on this place now. There's a rejuvenation of joy. And peace and happiness and fulfillment falling on this place right now. Absolutely nothing the Holy Spirit cannot take care of. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. He's helping me right now. Notice in verse 16, I'm stuck here in Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself, the word itself, that is personally, it's himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So when I have fresh communication with the Holy Spirit, or communion with the Holy Spirit, he's giving me a fresh reminder that I'm a son of God. And you need that freshness. Because carnality will make you stale. Then See, now here, look. It reminds me that I'm a child of God. Then that fresh communion with the Holy Spirit validate my heirship. I don't have to live a limited life. I'm designed by God to live an unlimited life. What kind of life? But that life, Kotala Shekomanda, that life cannot function unless I'm freshly in contact with the Holy Spirit. I'm designed by God to live an unlimited life in the Holy Ghost. Let me begin to say some things to you here that I want you to pack in your bag. Yeah, my God, I'm coming. Just hold on a minute. Just give me a minute here. You write as many notes as you can. Knowing how to live in constant communion, fresh communion with the Holy Ghost. Confusion leave. Challenges must bow. No form of the curse can touch you. See, it's actually living in the communion and comfort of the Holy Ghost. All limitations are dropped in your life today. You don't have to carry them no more. You don't have to even think about them no more. Because you've learned the secret of no limitation. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of no limit. You got it? All life impact are impregnated with the supernatural. You will begin to make life impact being impregnated with the supernatural. You become pregnant with miracles. Pregnant with signs. Pregnant with wonders. You understand what's happening to you? See, because when you stay in fresh communion with the Holy Ghost, you become pregnant with miracles. I mean, the Holy Ghost can't work without miracles. Because he is a miracle. Signs and wonders and revelation and wisdom and the unsearchable riches of Christ, manifold wisdom of God. You're pregnant with it. There are levels that have been waiting on you. There are some places God want to take you. He's been waiting on you. And this morning, you're making the right connection now. You know how you're going to get there. By the power of the Holy Spirit. But you're going to have communion with him. When you pray, you're going to take time to talk to him too. Holy Spirit, I love you. I know I'm alive in the Spirit because of you. And I thank you for helping me. I understand better now. I have more light in my life now. Come on, wave your hand at me. Say, you're getting it? You know, I know y'all listening, but I like a little emotion sometimes, you know. stand in contact with heaven all the time. When you're in communion with the Holy Spirit, you'll stand in contact with heaven. You can't think about losing. You can't think about failing because you keep your hand on the knob. You see it? Arise and shine, for your life have come. He's teaching us how to function. How to function. How not to function by feeling. Turn to Romans chapter 9. Consciousness of the Holy Spirit. Your conscience is risen to the position that it can have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm conscious and mean I'm aware that it's happening. Conscious and mean this is a present moment to me. Come on, talk to me here. You see, see what Romans 9, look what Romans 9 1 said. I'm conscious of it. I don't have to accept no lie. I can deal with the truth all the time because my conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. Ooh, what a privilege. See? So I have an awareness, a present awareness. Not when I get to heaven. No, I'm already in heaven. Heaven in me. All I need is this consciousness, this awareness, this present moment thinking. I know he's here. I know he can handle anything. I know I'm never by myself. Come on here, talk to me. You see what I'm saying? This real. This is not religion. This is not tradition. This is not I've been to church. No. I've been in the presence of God. And I got a hold of something. Something alive. Something I could eat right now. Something I could wear right now. You follow what I'm saying? Let me say it a way, James, we can understand it. We at the reality show. This thing is real. It's a reality. Of being, oh my, I can't hardly take it. Being connected with the Holy Spirit is a reality. It's not a ritual. It's not irregular. It's all the time. See, this is not something you just feel. This is something you know. Feeling gets flaky sometimes. But I know I'm in contact with the Holy Ghost. All the fruit of the Spirit, all the gifts of the Spirit, everything working because of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's right. Come on, sit down. Let me go a few more minutes. The Holy Ghost. Fresh contact with the Holy Ghost puts you in total victory over defeat. You cannot be defeated with fresh contact with the Holy Spirit. He won't allow it. Sadly to say, I had to write this down, but I got to give it to you. Most Christians are living common lives because of a lack of knowing how to communicate with the Holy Ghost. They're missing his prompting. His prompting. He will prompt you to do something out of the ordinary. and back you up and make it work out. It's a prompting. I've been many times in my life, I've been prompted by the Holy Ghost. He just something, he tell you something, do you. He don't explain it. He just wants you to do it. He just wants you to trust him, and he work it out. Prompting of the Holy Ghost. Unless your contact with the Holy Ghost is fresh, you cannot carry your righteousness. Turn back to Roman. You get Roman. Go back to 8th chapter. Go to 1st verse. You cannot. Because every little mistake you make, you let him ride you all your life. But when you're in contact with the Holy Ghost, he brings conviction. And he carries you to a place of repentance. Then he carries you to a place of cleansing. Oh, it's just like you didn't do nothing. We all need that. Don't set that like you don't never need it. We all need it. You make a, not by practice, but you make a flesh mistake or make a flesh statement or make a flesh thought, he can come in there and clean that thing out right there. You can't stay clean without fresh contact with the Holy Ghost. And nothing like being clean, boy. And not that you're so good, but the Holy Ghost. He don't let that junk stack up on you. You can't be free unless you're clean. You can't be. You can't be free. Listen. Look what he says here in Romans 8. There's therefore, verse 1, now no condemnation. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Fresh contact with the Holy Spirit. Fresh communion. Communion means communication. Communion means conversation. That means you talking and the Holy Ghost talking. You think he can tell you something you don't know? Yes. Most probably can. Yes. You think he know a little more than you? Yes. Most probably do. You think he can solve that situation? Yes. Most probably can. Knowing how to convey your kingdom righteousness by the convincing power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:17, you see it. Let me give you one or two more. When you have fresh contact, fresh communion with the Holy Spirit, constant awareness of your authority in every situation by the Holy Spirit is yours. Convincing you of your right in the spirit realm. Let me give you that again. I want you to have that. Constant awareness of your authority in every situation. Oh, my. No, we're going to handle this. That's what the Holy Spirit said. No, I know you made that mistake. Did you ask me to forgive you? Yeah, well, we're going to handle it. I'm just that good. I know you was tricked that time. I know you got them 5 senses to contend with, but you're still my son. David said, create a clean heart in me and renew a right spirit in me that I can return to the joy of my salvation. He's a cleanser. I said, he's a cleanser. I can't do without him. Fresh holiness. Made a mistake, but I can walk in fresh holiness. He showed me how to receive my forgiveness. The enemy come back and look for it. He don't have nothing to work with. I'm totally clean. Not on my own strength, but I contacted somebody called the Holy Ghost. He brought conviction, repentance, forgiveness, and cleansing, and then filled me with his glory. Something down here I want to show you before I close today. Takatala lama shot. Fresh, yeah. Fresh. That's a scripture I had not just on the fresh anointing, but there's a scripture in Job called fresh. You got fresh glory. When you contact the Holy Spirit, when you in communion with the Holy Spirit, he don't want to freshly anoint you. But he gives you fresh glory. Now, what is fresh glory? All that God is. All that God can do. Say fresh glory.
Fresh glory.
Fresh anointing.
Fresh anointing.
Fresh light.
Fresh light.
When you making proper fresh contact with the Holy Spirit or communion, calmness is always at your fingertip. For you know how to rely on the supernatural help of the Holy Ghost at all times. Can I give you that again? Calmness is always at your fingertip. For you know how to rely on the supernatural help of the Holy Ghost at all times. Everything going crazy. Everybody around you going crazy. But you have, they're mad with you because you got a comment. What the matter? What the matter? No, they ask you. They ask you, what the matter with you? Don't you know we got a problem? You don't care? No, you say no, but it's taken care of. See, let me use this word. It's a divine assurance that Jesus is mine. We're talking about divine living here. We're talking about living in the divine, partake of the divine nature. We're talking about that staying in fresh contact with the Holy Spirit. All right, I'm going to close. I'm going to close. Write it down. Removing fear, convinced of conquering faith. Removing fear, and you're convinced of conquering faith. Whenever you get close to the Holy Ghost, that's what happens. Resurrection power and life understanding flowing through you on daily basis. Philippians 3:10, that I might know him and the power is risen. I'm gonna give it to you again, girl. I know you're trying to copy. I see you. Resurrection power and life understanding flowing through you on daily basis. Your shortcoming no longer can ruin or rule your life, because you know how to step instantly in your Christ-given righteous zone. Let's close with this statement here. Will serve you well. Resting from all of the world rage that has gone on at this time through the comfort of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to worry about the raging no more, because you know you're in contact with somebody who can say, peace be still, and the water gonna calm down and the wind will quit blowing. That same Jesus that calmed that storm out on the water is the same Jesus that can calm anything that come in my life. That same Jesus who multiplied the bread in the wilderness is the same Jesus who can multiply the bread in my life. That same Jesus who took a failing business over and told a man how to turn that business back into prosperity is the same Jesus that's in my life. Same power that raised Jesus from the dead. I got to stay in contact with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you're precious to me. You're my teacher. You're my guide. You're my comforter. You're my helper. You're my strengthener. You're my standby. You're my revelation. You're my manifestation. You're my demonstration. I will not worry about a thing. The man of God have taught me how to stay in communion with the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful this morning. Now I'm led. I'm convicted. I'm comfortable. I'm trusting. I'm resting. Whatever I'm dealing with, I got my answer. Today, I'll place it in the hand of the Holy Spirit. Shout loud. There's more, but I'm closing, children. There's more. No, you can't lose. You'll know how to walk in the perfect will of God. And that's everything added to that, you know. When you're walking with him, it's not in your perfection, but you're walking in the perfect will of God by the help and the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, if you need to make a decision today, I want you to come to the altar. I want to pray with you. If you need to accept Jesus Christ.